Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And now let's get it over with, ladies, gentlemen, the awarding of the 2024 Ig Nobel Prizes.
It's Thursday, December 5th. You're listening to Science Friday. I'm Sci-Fi producer Charles Bergquist. Each year, the editors of the Annals of Improbable Research hand out awards for unusual scientific investigations. So, you know, if you've ever wondered about the big questions in life, like how does a dead fish swim compared to a live fish, for instance, stay tuned. Here's Ira to whisk you away to the awards ceremony.
The awards are handed out each year by the editors of the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, for work in science that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. It's stuff that might make you say, I wonder. Shower thoughts, some people call them. This year's celebration is the 34th First Annual Awards, and for the first time in several years, the ceremony was held post-COVID in person in a theater on the MIT campus. Glad to see them all back in the flesh. This year's ceremonies featured a mini opera about Murphy's Law. You know, if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. And prizes handed out by genuine, real Nobel laureates. Just to explain a few things before we start. There are a few traditions at the ceremonies, like the traditional welcome, welcome, and goodbye, goodbye speeches. There's an official who will sound an alarm if things threaten to get too raunchy. And then there's Miss Sweetie Poo, a little girl who starts to whine whenever the speakers go on too long. And you know what? Sometimes the speakers try to bribe her, but she always wins in the end. So here's our post-Thanksgiving tradition as we take you back to earlier this year at MIT, where the dignitaries and the ignitaries are taking the stage.
Welcome. Welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, and variations thereupon, welcome to the 31st Fourth Annual Ig Nobel... Welcome to the 34th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. Tonight, we are going to award the 2024 Ig Nobel Prizes. Soon, we will welcome our most special guests, the new Ig Nobel Prize winners. This year's winners represent many countries and exactly one planet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, children and elders, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, pseudo-quasi-intellectuals, smoots, bots, bacteria, wilbies, has-beens, victims of Murphy's Law, and the rest of you, may I introduce our Master of Ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead Mark Abrams.
Tonight, we honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every Ig Nobel Prize winner has done something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. The Ig Nobel Prize ceremony is produced by the magazine, our magazine, the Annals of Improbable Research. And it's produced in collaboration with the MIT Press. The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's Ig Nobel Prize ceremony. That theme is Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law is the idea that if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. There are many other ways to phrase that. Many of them are wrong. Tonight, there are 10 prizes. The achievements speak for themselves. Yet, we will speak of them. The prizes will be presented to the winners by Nobel laureates. Please welcome the Nobel laureates who will hand out the prizes. Let's give each of them a hand. 2007 Nobel laureate in economics, Eric Maskin. A 2009 Nobel laureate in economics, Esther Duflo. A 2009 Nobel laureate in economics, Abhijit Banerjee. A 1997 Nobel laureate in economics, Robert Merton. A 2023 Nobel laureate in chemistry, Mungi Bawendi. A 1990 Nobel laureate in physics, Jerome Friedman, is again unable to join us on this particular night. He joins us, though, as usual, via the magic of recorded video.
Congratulations. I hope you are enjoying this as much as I am.
And now let's get it over with, ladies, gentlemen, whoever the awarding of the 2024 Ig Nobel Prizes. We are, as you've heard several times, giving out 10 prizes. The winners do come from many nations. They have all earned their prizes. Karen, tell them what they've won.
This year's winners each get an Ig Nobel Prize. Sorry, and they get a piece of paper. This piece of paper says they've won an Ig Nobel Prize. I have it in here somewhere. Ladies and gentlemen, now I will show you the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. This year's Ig Nobel Prize is a transparent box. The box contains historic items about the history of Murphy's Law. Some of these items are missing. And the box is almost impossible to open.
The Peace Prize. The winner is from the USA. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to the late B.F. Skinner for experiments to see the feasibility of housing live pigeons inside missiles to guide the flight paths of the missiles. Accepting on behalf of B.F. Skinner, here is his daughter, Julie Skinner Vargas.
On behalf of my father, B.F. Skinner, I want to thank you for finally acknowledging his most important contribution. People know him only for discovering operant conditioning, schedules of reinforcement, and for books like Walden 2, Verbal Behavior, Beyond Freedom D, and more. Even the B.F. Skinner Foundation fails to put a missile on its hat. So thank you for finally putting the record straight.
The Anatomy Prize.
Stay together. Can everyone hear me? This is room 10250. It's one of the most famous rooms here at MIT. It's used for all sorts of lectures. Nobel laureates have lectured here. MIT presidents have been introduced to the world here. Fortunately, nothing that important seems to be going on right now. Now, I'm told that if you want to take a nap during your class, the best place to do it is back there in row P. Yes, thank you. Thank you. And if you were ever to be here when it was empty, which is very unusual because it's used about 90% of the time, but if you were ever to be here when it was empty,
I'd suggest you look under your seat, because it's been said that more than one MIT student leaves their slide rule behind when they graduate. Anyway, our next stop is the Infinite Corridor, so we don't want to linger. We don't want to linger.
The Anatomy Prize. The Ig Nobel Anatomy Prize is awarded to Marjolaine Willems, Quentin Henoch, Sarah Tanon-Dallara, Nicholas Kogan, Vincent Fleury, Romy Reisig-Guillère, Juan José Cortez Santander, Roberto Requena, Julian Sterneman, and Roman Hossein Consare for studying whether the hair on the heads of most people in the Northern Hemisphere swirls in the same direction, clockwise or counterclockwise, as hair on the heads of most people in the Southern Hemisphere.
We warmly thank the scientific committee to have chosen our publication about genetic determinism and hemisphere influence on hair wall direction. So to make a long story short, it began with the observation of my own twin identical daughters. When they just were born, I observed the same direction of the wall, but one left-sided and the other one right-sided. So I decided to investigate, and I called my friend Hossein.
Yes, so we found interesting results on twins, and then we decided to check this quite strange hypothesis, whether they would turn in opposite direction in the northern and southern hemisphere. So then we started working with colleagues from Chile, and we realized that, in fact, they do. It's nearly clockwise for everyone.
Stop. But Next
year for the rest.
We have a demonstration. Everyone here in this room, would you please look at the head of the person directly in front of you, who is slightly below your level, and please, by raising your own arm in the air and twirling it, indicate in which direction clockwise... Oh, if you're wearing a hat, would you please remove it? Please indicate by raising your arm in the air and twirling it which direction, clockwise or counterclockwise, the hair is swirling.
We have to take a break, but we'll be right back with more from the Ig Nobel Awards in just a moment. Stay with us. Hi there, Ira here, letting you know that we have a dollar-for-dollar match right now. So any donation you make will be doubled. And this week, we're celebrating Giving Tuesday, which means now is a great time to double your impact and show your support for Science Friday, a nonprofit dedicated to making science accessible to the public. So please go to sciencefriday.com/support to make your donation and invest in the future of science journalism. Again, that's sciencefriday.com/support. And thanks.
Don't you love it when you find a new podcast you really like? Well, let me recommend one. It's called Something You Should Know. I'm Mike Carruthers, the host, and in every episode, you'll hear fascinating information that will make your life better from top experts. Recently, we've done episodes on why you have the personality you do, the science of luck, and the psychology of a restaurant menu. You're going to like Something You Should Know. We have literally thousands of five-star reviews. Look for Something You Should Know wherever you get your podcasts.
We're playing highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Awards ceremony. Research that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. It was recorded in September of this year on the MIT campus. Here's Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies again, Mark Abrams.
The Botany Prize. The winners are from Germany, Brazil, and the USA. The Ig Nobel Botany Prize is awarded to Jacob White and Felipe Yamashita for finding evidence that some real plants imitate the shapes of neighboring artificial plastic plants.
Thank you. I would like to thank the organization and also the Stiftung Zukunft Jetzt for funding our research. And as this research was based on a plant who can mimic the leaf of other plants, and we just use a plastic leaf, and this plant mimic the plastic leaf. And how they do that? Our hypothesis is this Bokila plant have some sort of eye. They can see what's going around. And how they do that, we have no idea. And we need to continue studying on this plant. But to study on this, I need a position. So I just finished my PhD, and I need a job now. Thank you. And I need a job to continue this research. Thank you.
Thank you. Now get set for the 24/7 lectures. We've invited several of the world's top thinkers to tell us very briefly what they are thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain their subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by economist and Nobel laureate Esther Duflo. Her topic is climate injustice. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Taking into account our full carbon footprint, an American in the top decile of the income distribution emits 120 times as much CO2e as an African in the bottom half. However, extrapolating from the marginal impact of past weather realizations, researchers estimate that higher temperature could lead to at least 6 million extra annual deaths by 2100, concentrated in poor countries which have both hotter...
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
The rich consume, heat kills the poor.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by ornithologist, Ig Nobel Prize winner, and Natural History Museum director, Case Mulliker. His topic, Murphy's Law and ducks. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
The 130 species of ducks are spread worldwide in wet habitats. In a duck's life, anything can go wrong, but ducks are resilient. They've evolved to handle predators and harsh conditions, aggressive mating, and even human impact. Their numbers and diversity show that while things do go wrong, they're built and behave to survive, ensuring their presence in a changing world.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Ducks prove that nature overcomes Murphy's Law.
The Medicine Prize. The winners are from Switzerland, Germany, and Belgium. The Ig Nobel Medicine Prize is awarded to Levin Schenk, Tamine Fade, and Christian Buchel for demonstrating that fake medicine that causes painful side effects can be more effective than fake medicine that does not cause painful side effects. The prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Esther Duflo.
Well, thank you very much for this prize. It's a great honor, of course. Very happy to be here. So we actually investigated if side effects and how they actually can improve treatments. And although this sounds very counterintuitive, in some cases, previous research on placebo effects actually suggests that this is the case. So we investigated it, and we found that this is the case, that non-painful side effects can actually lead to a bigger pain reduction. And yeah, if you're interested in the details, I have to refer you to the paper. Thank you.
The Physics Prize. The winner is from the USA. The Ig Nobel Physics Prize is awarded to Jimmy Liao for demonstrating and explaining the swimming abilities of a dead trout. The prize is presented by Nobel laureate Ruby Orendi.
I discovered that a live fish moves more than a dead fish. But not by much. Not by much. A dead trout towed behind a stick also flaps its tail to the beat of the current like a live fish surfing on swirling eddies, recapturing the energy in its environment. A dead fish does live fish things, using its body like a sailboat to tack upwind, its torso undulating, acting as a lift-producing sail and a stabilizing keel at the same time. Fluids flap flexible fish forward from forces and feedback. The water swims the fish. A flaccid trout ignited my career, and I'll forever be grateful. Thank you, Ig Nobel, for not ignoring the fun in fundamental science. Viva la fish!
The Physiology Prize. The winners are from Japan and the USA. The Ig Nobel Physiology Prize is awarded to Ryo Okabe, Toyofumi Chen Yoshikawa, Yosuke Yoniyama, Yuhei Yokoyama, Satona Tanaka, Akihiko Yoshizawa, Wendy Thompson, Gokul Kanan, Aiji Kobayashi, Hiroshi Date, and Takanori Takebe for discovering that many mammals are capable of breathing through their anus. The prize is presented to them by Nobel laureate Robert Merton.
First and foremost, thank you so much for believing the potential of anus for breathing potential. So in Japan, we have a very interesting creature called loaches that has the capacity to suck up oxygen from the bats. So why we can't do that? So that was the question we started. So let me show how it works with this, you know, extraordinary colleagues. So we start from, you know, making oxygenated liquids and then preparing that beforehand. Then, you know, this, you know, very talented professors in the surgery in prominent university in Japan, these are full professors, by the way, and operating every day, but he just, you know, helping to, you know, pig model first and try to inject. Thank you so much. So loci, as if loci's, they are injecting lots of bubbles in the butt, and they eventually pump it up. enjoying the extraordinary capacity to suck up the oxygen, eventually leading to improvements of respiratory failure conditions. Okay, I'm so sorry. Now we survive. We started clinical trials. Any volunteers are welcome. Thank you, Thomas.
It's time for the next 24/7 lectures. This 24/7 lecture will be delivered by the permanent acting interim executive director of MOBA, the Museum of Bad Art, Louise Riley Sacco. Her topic, bad art. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Museum quality bad art is first of all art created by someone seriously attempting to make an artistic statement, but has gone horribly awry in concept or execution. Poor technique is not sufficient unless the lack of drawing ability, perspective, or sense of color results in a compelling image. Many works contain over-the-top imagery, whether or not the artist's intent is decipherable by the artist or the audience.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
It's art too bad to be ignored.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by economist and Nobel laureate Eric Maskin. His topic, Murphy's Law and Economics. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
In the pandemic, the government sent checks to low-income individuals. This had the dual purpose of tiding the neediest people over and propping up demand to avoid a downward recessionary spiral. Unfortunately, a perfect storm of broken supply chains meant that demand exceeded supply, causing notable inflation. In other words, if you conduct fiscal policy before your chickens have hatched, you might end up with egg on your face.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
The fiscal stimulus won't cause inflation. Oops.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by rock star and human curtain rod, Amanda Palmer. Her topic, Murphy's Law and Musical Performance. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
You're a musician, so don't throw me under the bus, okay? The one time you decide to select the two-leg Helicheap Iceland Air flight from Boston to London to kick off a tour will coincide with the exact afternoon that the infamous ash cloud volcano erupts, thereby grounding your flight in Reykjavik and trapping you in Iceland. The decision to book a tiny, unnecessary gig in Christchurch, New Zealand will coincide with the exact afternoon that the Christchurch earthquake kills almost 200 people, destroying the venue that you were meant to be performing in 5 hours later, grounding your flight and trapping you in northern New Zealand. I got two-thirds in.
A clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
If it's all going well, just wait.
A public service announcement. Did anyone lose an Ig Nobel Prize and a $10 trillion bill here?
In this year's Ig Nobel Mini Opera, the International Murphy's Law Song Competition Contest Opera, about a competition to see who can perform the most Murphy-esque song about Murphy's Law. And of course, during the opera, things went wrong. Here's a taste of the opera.
We need to pass a law of imperfection.
a law that will give people some protection to ease the suffering and vile sensation that comes from fairness, yes, and from frustration. With everything that can and will go wrong, we all know, yes, we know it will go wrong. We need a law requiring punishment or firing for whenever someone is successful, because it is distressful for the rest of us to see cruelty and the unfairness when they succeed while my life is a mess. We must imprison them, they are deserving, and when they fail to fail, it is unnerving. If they think that the bad times are behind them, the legal system really must remind them. Must succeed in making people fail. If they should fail to fail, send them to jail. We must succeed in this. We will not let a single, single, single thing go right. So, whenever anything goes right, we must require that it goes wrong. We need to pass a law of imperfection to give my, our grievances some real protection.
Coming up, more highlights from this year's 34th First Annual Ig Nobel Awards. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And we now return you to highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Awards ceremony. The awards are presented by the editors of the science humor magazine Annals of Improbable Research, and you can find out more about them at improbable.com. Here's Master of Ceremonies Mark Abrams with more of the awards.
The second paper airplane deluge is about to commence.
Please prepare your paper airplanes for the second paper airplane deluge. But remember, safety first. Throw your paper airplanes only at the designated target. Prepare your airplanes for launch.
The Probability Prize. The winners are from the Netherlands, Switzerland, Belgium, France, Germany, Hungary, and the Czech Republic. The Ig Nobel Probability Prize is awarded to František Bartoš, Erik-Jan Wagenmacher, Alexandra Sarfoglu, Henrik Godman, and many colleagues for showing both in theory and by 350,757 experiments that when you flip a coin, it tends to land on the same side as it started. Prize will be presented by Nobel laureate Abhishek Banerjee.
So we flipped coins over 350,000 times, which means 650 hours of constant coin flipping, or about 81 work days. It might seem ridiculous at first, and perhaps it was.
We wanted to test a prediction from Diaconis, Holmes, and Montgomery, who argued that when people flip coins, the coins wobble in the air. Because of this wobble, coins, presumably, tend to land on the same side they started. But the effect is very small, possibly only 1%.
We found compelling evidence for the effect. Also, some people show effects larger than others. Finally, there seems to be learning effects. And the more coins you flip, the less biased you become.
So we would encourage everybody to pick up this fascinating line of research and maybe attempt a replication of our experiment as well. Good luck.
We have a demonstration, and we ask for a volunteer from the audience to do this demonstration. We will give you a coin, some paper, and a pencil, and then you will replicate the experiment rapidly the full number of times. If you would like to volunteer, just raise your arm, please. Okay, all right, thank you. When the ceremony ends, if you have not finished doing the full number of experiments, you can remain here in the lecture hall for as many months as you need. The Demography Prize. The winner is from Australia and the UK. The Ig Nobel Demography Prize is awarded to Saul Justin Newman for detective work to discover that many of the people famous for having the longest lives lived in places that had lousy birth and death record keeping. Prize is presented by Nobel laureate Luigi Bolendi.
Okay. I was working away in my little lab, undisturbed by bunkum and woo, when I was told the way not to get old was the Blue Zone's lifestyle breakthrough. At a stroke of a pen, they had solved medicine and shown how geriatrics keep breathing. Long living, they said, in the abstract I read, had as a secret of heavy inbreeding. And when that didn't sell, they thought grandly, well, we shall play out the long game in sales, and went searching about for a secret to tout us, a way to outlive all the whales. But the secrets fell over like a lover in clover when I checked the government books. The Blue Zones are poor, the records no more. The 100-year-olds are all crooks. So the secret, it seems, to live out your dreams and make sure you keep living, not dying, is to move where birth certificates are rare. Teach your kids pension fraud and start lying. And I'd like to thank my mom, my dad. I'd like to thank all the old people who are collecting the pension while they're dead. It's really excellent work. I'd like to thank the world's oldest man for having three birthdays. I'd like to thank
Please
the...
Stop.
Okay.
The Chemistry Prize. The winners are from the Netherlands and France. The Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize is awarded to Hesse Heremans, Antoine Dublay, Daniel Bonn, and Sander Votersen for using chromatography to separate drunk and sober worms. Prize is presented to them by Nobel laureate Eric Maskin.
So if you show a long, slender, wiggly object to a chemist, he will tell you it's a polymer. But if you show the same thing to a biologist, he will tell you it's a worm that moves because it's looking for food. The naive question we asked is what the actual difference between the two systems is.
And to answer this question, we said, let's do worm chromatography. So we made the worms flow through a maze, which you see there. But before doing that, we made half of them drunk, inactive, and we painted them blue. So now we're going to reproduce the experiment on stage. It was a rafting race between a sober red worm and a drunk blue worm.
Okay, get ready. Set. Go!
And the winner is Sober Worm!
This is the 10th and final prize. The... I said the already. Mind if I say it again? The biology prize. The winners are from the USA. The Ig Nobel Biology Prize is awarded to the late Fordus Ely and the late William E. Peterson for exploding a paper bag next to a cat that's standing on the back of a cow to explore how and when cows spew their milk. Here to accept the prize on behalf of the winners are the daughter and grandson of Fordus Ely, Matt Wells and Jane Wells. The prize is presented to them by Nobel laureate Esther Duflo.
Go ahead and say thank you. Oh, go ahead. An excerpt from this work. It was thought that there might be a difference in the response of the two halves of the udder as measured by the rate of ejection of milk if the cow was severely frightened. Accordingly, the cow was systematically frightened as the mechanical milker was attached. Frightening at first consisted in placing a cat on the cow's back and exploding paper bags every 10 seconds for 2 minutes. Later, the cat was dispensed with as unnecessary.
We have a demonstration for which we ask the 5 Nobel laureates to assist us. Would the minor domos please bring out the cow, the cat, and some paper bags. Thank you. Thank you. As you leave the lecture hall in about 2 minutes, possibly, please help us tidy up. There are some stray paper airplanes. And if you gather them, perhaps you'd like to bring one of those stray paper airplanes to an Ig Nobel Prize winner and get an autograph, transforming it into a historic item of some sort. Now, Barry Duncan will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us at the 34th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. We estimate that next year's ceremony will be the 35th First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. Now, on behalf of Improbable Research and the MIT Press and everyone here, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize tonight, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you.
And that about wraps it up for us. Thanks to Mark Abrams and everybody at the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. We're going to leave you with a selection from this year's Ig Nobel Mini Opera entitled The International Murphy's Law Song Competition Contest Opera.
Day begins great, A-OK, mate. Happy laughter. But just wait, mate, your luck will mutate. It's your fate, mate, it's Murphy's Law. First the day breaks, then your phone breaks, then your car's brakes start to fail. Then some jerk makes you get headaches. Jerk. Will these bad breaks make you quail? Then some old schmuck screws with your lock, and your coffee fails to perk. Then you get struck by a dump truck. Is it just luck? Just some quirk? More than one time in your lifetime, you smelled solid, sweet success. But so often it goes soft, then it becomes a crappy mess. You've worked so hard, always on guard, fending off each fatal flaw. But it's no good, no way you could have withstood Murphy's Law.
Well, 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 well.
One more thing before we go. The end of the year is almost here, and we need your help to recap the best science stories from 2024. Tell us your favorite science news stories or discovery from this year. Your submission might even be featured in our recap. Share your thoughts and find out how you can attend our New York City event on December 6th, all on our website, sciencefriday.com/science2024.
That's it for today. Lots of folks helped make this show happen, including
Jordan Smudgick,
Rasha Aridi,
Shoshana Buxbaum,
Danielle Johnson,
and many more. Tomorrow, we'll check in on some of the top stories from the week in science. But for now, I'm sci-fi producer Charles Berquist. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.